Then she sensed a familiar presence trying to communicate through a vast and grinding weariness, trying to speak but failing. Then even awareness dissolved into a timeless, bodiless river without end or beginning. When she awoke, she had aches in every limb as well as neck and back. She was lying on a pallet in a small hut, wrapped in a rough blanket that smelt faintly of herbs. She yawned, scratched an itch on her ear, thought about food, and sat bolt upright with a gasp. Tremblingly, she examined her hands, her arms, legs, feet, realizing with thrilling delight that she had a body again, and it was her own naked body. Suddenly vibrantly awake, she lay there for a moment, then stood, tugged the blanket tight about her, and went over to look out of the solitary window. The view was of a cove full of trees and dense foliage, and a few boats bobbing on the waters not far from the shore. A cool breeze came in off the sea, but the air was still marred by the taint of ash.
"Ah, nice to see you up and about. Managed to scrounge up some clothes for you."
A tall, skinny woman in a tattered, patched blue jerkin and work trousers had entered with an armful of garments which she dropped onto a stool.
"Where is this?" Kat said.
"How did I get here?"
"Cradle Vale is the Yvovo name for it, and this is our watch tree. I'm Kirsten, by the way."
They shook hands, and Kat introduced herself. Kirsten's eyes widened.
"The Yvovo who brought you here last night never told us who you were," she said, her voice lowering.
"Were you caught up in it? What was it like?"
"What do you mean?" Kat said, having a good idea of what she meant.
"It's better if I show you."
Still wrapped in the blanket, she followed Kirsten out onto the platform surrounding the hut.
"There's an observation platform with a good southerly outlook over the ridge," Kirsten said. "Up here."
A ramp led up to a roofed platform with a chest-high rail. From the moment Kat stepped onto it, the sight of what lay to the south struck her like a blow. And as she approached the rail, the view opened up. Of the Forest of Sagrana, its fabulously intricate interwoven matrix of flora and fauna, of biomass and organic life, and all the towns and settlements of the Yvovo, there was nothing left. A seared, blackened desolation stretched as far as the eye could see, a wasteland of ash up from which the charred remnants of trees jutted like black spikes. It was the horror from her vision. A deathly silence seemed to emanate from it, a silence that went deep. Tears streaming down her face, Catriona had to lean on the railing to stay upright. Staring out at it, she could also see the twisted fragments of Legion cyborgs scattered everywhere. Heat-buckled carapaces, half-melted tools' arms, the strewn, torched dregs of mechanistic viscera. Chell and the Zyradin had mentioned a great sacrifice, but this was too much. Too much to look upon. Weeping, she slid down and clasped her knees in close, while Kirsten said uncertain, consoling words.
Chapter 39.